I'm Mike Schuster in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. It would seem simple. You need more cops, hire them. Congress boosted the budget of the Securities and Exchange Commission to do just that. But a new report from the General Accountability Office shows the SEC is having a hard time filling all the open positions. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Vigeland. Hi, Tess.
Hi, Mike.
Tess, just how many jobs are open at the SEC?
Well, according to the GAO, more than half the jobs available were not filled by the end of this past March. There were 782 positions open as of September 30th of last year. 454 were still vacant in March. That's 58%. And the kicker here is that most of those jobs were in departments or divisions directly responsible for policing corporate America, including financial disclosure and enforcement. The SEC, as you mentioned, got a $300 million budget boost from 2002 to this year, and it used more than half that money to add these new positions, and it's asking for another 10% increase for next fiscal year.
Huh, so why are they having so much trouble filling these positions?
Competition from the private sector. The government paycheck just doesn't quite compare to what these investigators would get as lawyers or accountants in the business world. And, of course, because of all those scandals and the resulting legislation like Sarbanes-Oxley Act and some other regulations, companies have more rules to comply with themselves, so they need the same kinds of people that the SEC is looking for right now.
One area in which the SEC can't set the rules is executive pay, and I understand there's word today from that those salaries are just keep going up.
They certainly do. After 3 years of what's been pretty constant criticism, there apparently hasn't been much reaction in corporate boardrooms to the issues around excessive CEO pay. The Corporate Library, a shareholder activist group, says within the S&P 500, the average CEO pay raise last year was 22%. That's more than double what those executives got just in 2002. And the Corporate Library's Paul Hodgson says the biggest reason is that too many companies still base their CEO compensation, especially their bonuses, on the company's stock price.
Stock price can go up for all sorts of different reasons beyond simple management performance. What we need to do is re-engineer the whole executive compensation policy and introduce both long-term and short-term incentives that are more geared towards measuring long-term shareholder value growth.
But he says, you know, if the corporate scandals didn't do anything to tamp down on these huge CEO packages, he's not quite sure what will. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're watching developments in the oil market as prices are hitting some new highs.
Tess Vigeland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Mike.